Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the things, I've talked about Felix Mendelssohn in here before. Felix Mendelssohn was a Jew. And he belonged to a very important family called the Bartholdys. Bartholdys in Austria were Lutheran, which is unusual to begin with, because when they split Germany, the north was the Protestants, south was the Catholics. But in Austria, they sort of came together and got along. But Felix Mendelssohn was set up to inherit all of this family wealth on one condition, that he became Lutheran. That's a good condition. Yeah, I want you should listen to me. Yeah. And I think it's very interesting because you'll see some of his works are Felix Mendelssohn, and some of them are Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy. Bartholdy is after he became a Christian. Now, after this happened is when at St. Thomas's Church in Lake Leipzig, he was asked to go up. I think I've told you this, in the attic up there. It was just filled up full of music. And this is around 1750. Would you go look at that and see if there's anything worth saving? And if it's not, can we just throw it out? It's a fire hazard. He said, okay, I'll do that. So Mendelssohn goes up there and starts looking through all this music that's up there. And he starts finding all of this wonderful music. And this is a century later from when it was written. 100 years. Well, he found out that this was written by the organist and the choir director at the church. Oh, man, he thought this is great. So, 100 years to the day that this organist and composer died, Felix Mendelssohn put on a concert at the church and reintroduced the music of Johann Sebastian Bach to the world. Otherwise, if they had just somebody sent someone up there, it would have been all thrown out and burned up. Now, if with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. Is that law or gospel? That's gospel. Does he say you have to? Remember, law is always forced. Listen, if with all your hearts you truly seek me, you shall really find me. So we have Felix Mendelssohn that's doing this. He goes up, and he grew up as a Jew. Yeah, he's Lutheran now, but let's face it, he's probably not, you know, well-versed in Christian theology, okay? But he gets up there, finds all this beautiful music, and puts on the first concert of Bach's music in 100 years. Of course, all of his son's music was up there too, you know, so the Carl Philipp Emanuel, all the rest of these composers we have because of a former Jew who went up in an attic. If with all your hearts ye truly seek me. All right. When I was working on this today, I was thinking, you know, what does this say to me? Well, I was looking at the things that we had today. I mean, we had a great prayer. The Old Testament, do you not know, do you not hear? Has it not been told to you from the beginning, have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in. All right, so we start looking at things like this. Are they just words, or are there meanings in these words? Well, of course there's meanings in these words. If there wasn't, I wouldn't be sitting up here talking to you today, would I? By the way, I got to point out one thing. Pastor Don came up to me after my sermon last week. And he says, I got to tell you this. Now, this isn't meant to be a criticism, but you didn't say anything about we do all of this to the glory of God. And you know what? He was right. Because everything we do, he's turning red back there too. Well, you know, as I've said before, Pastor Don's been a pastor for 50 years plus. He put the 50 years in the one church, and he's been with us now, what, 2 years? Yeah. A long time. But the thing is, you know how long it takes to get 50 years of experience? 50 years. I've been a pastor for 10 years. But you know, the thing is, truth is truth is truth. Don't we do all of this to the glory of God? If with all your heart you truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me to the glory of God. Add that to it. Makes sense, doesn't it? Well, as I was doing this, and especially, take a look at the psalm. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, I've told you this before. I had a pastor when I was a kid that said, the Old Testament is law, New Testament is gospel. What is this? Gospel. What was the Isaiah we had? Gospel. The good news of God. Good news. Do you know that's what gospel translates from in Greek? Is the good news. So anytime we hear the good news in the Bible, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, it is gospel. You know, verse 8, he covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. There's another psalm that goes, we plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. But it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft refreshing rain, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. Law or gospel? It's gospel. Isn't that beautiful too? You know, when I start, you know, letting the Bible speak to me, I start to hear. Okay? Faith comes from what? Hearing, right? Okay? What is faith? It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So as the Holy Spirit gets in us, works in us, brings us faith, then it opens our hearts so we can hear and we can find God. If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall surely ever find me to the glory of God. You're welcome. But stop and think about that for a second. Isn't that true? Paul, 1 Corinthians 9, for if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting. Why not? Isn't the gospel important? Is it about Paul or is it about the gospel? The gospel. You know what the word is for boasting in Greek? Klaxon. What's a klaxon, Gene? It's that big horn on a ship as a klaxon. Yeah, well, you were in the Navy, boy. Man, I mean, you've heard those foghorns. Okay, that's a klaxon. All right, so that gives me no ground for boasting. You see what I'm getting at? For necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Don't preach the law. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. Doesn't make any difference whether he's a good man, bad man, whatever, does it? When you're entrusted to give that word, to give that gospel, doesn't make any difference who you are. It makes a difference who God is. With me on this? And when you start looking at that, it changes things, doesn't it? What then is my reward? All right, God, what do I get for this? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Well, now, wait a second. How is that a reward? So as not to make full use of my right? Is it about him or about the gospel? Gospel. Is it about him or is it about God? God. Is it about him or the good news of Jesus Christ? The good news of Jesus Christ. Paul knew it. Okay? For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. Okay? I was at Walmart the other day. Started talking to somebody. And, of course, when I talk to somebody, I find out quite a few things, and they were a retired pastor. Okay? Baptist. But we got talking about things. And he said, God's been really tremendous to me. I said, he has to me, too. Because you know what happens? If we listen, if we look for him, does he come to us? Ye shall surely, truly find me, thus saith our God. Okay. Last week we talked about prayer. What is prayer? Seeking God, isn't it? Seeking God's grace, seeking God's help, just seeking thanksgiveness for having God in your life. Can you point to things in your life that are God moments? Of course you can. And those are to be treasured, aren't they? You know, as I was doing this and I listened, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Come before his presence. What would you do if you came before the face of God? Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. But you see what I'm giving on? But yet, are we supposed to be afraid? You know, if when you went through the catechism, we are supposed to fear and love God. Does that mean be afraid? Fear also means to respect and love. To respect and love. Because what does he do for us? He respects and loves us. Isn't that how we come to God? Look at that for a second. Aren't we like children to him? Are we God's children? Of course. Where does Jesus have his arm? Around his child. Now, that's us. Can you feel God's arm around you? If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me, thus says our God. And may that promise keep your hearts and minds on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To the glory of God.